This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the HSHS St. Francis Hospital Foundation's Farm Family event was well received by the farming community last week. Health screenings, breakfast, and speakers occupied attendees, but the highlight of the morning was the presentation of the St. Isidore Friend of Agriculture Award. This was the first year for the award, and committee chairperson Jane Martin says they were pleased to honor someone who was one of their biggest supporters, loved the land, and his community.
It's the St. Isidore Friend of Agriculture Award, and this is the first year that we're awarding someone who has been the stewardship of land as well as being a philanthropist and a friend of the community who has supported us in this farm family event. In beginning the farm family event, was instrumental in achieving success by honoring our fellow farmers in this community and surrounding communities. This person had displayed exemplary qualities in leading us through the organization of this event and being successful in finally being able to offer this to the community. So we, as a committee, decided to honor Stephen A. Gartner, who was one of the first persons on the foundation board to suggest that we do something for our area farmers. And we're very happy to be able to present that to Susie Gartner, his wife, in the presence of Steve's father, Henry Gartner, his wife, Mary, and his son, Nicholas Gartner.
Well, the award was truly a great honor, and I think it's wonderful. This is the first year, and I'm hoping that you continue this because I'm sure you work with several individuals in the community that are worthy of this award, I guess I would say. Something you had told me about St. Isidore and the reason you presented this, you also do something for the farmers in May, which I think is really great when they're busy. You deliver meals to the fields for them.
Yes, this is in honor of the spirit of St. Isidore, who was the patron saint of farmers. And the feast is celebrated in May, which is appropriate because that is the time of the year when the farmers are in the field. This year it might be a little bit earlier, but we'll see. And we remember St. Isidore as being a very special saint who was a great steward of the land and caring for all people.
The foundation committee at the hospital, I think, has some great experiences with working with the local community, these farm families, which is the reason why this event was started. And I think you all have a fondness for those families because you work with them closely, not only through the foundation, but the hospital sees them as patients. And I think there is an appreciation on both ends from the farmers and the foundation committee.
Absolutely. And, you know, we are a small rural hospital, small rural community, but we are ever so fortunate to have St. Francis in our midst. Litchfield truly has been blessed with a fine hospital, fine colleagues, fine people, and very caring people for the sick and underprivileged. So we are very, very happy to be here today with some of our farmers who are so important to this community.
And a great turnout today also.
Very, very good turnout. I think everyone enjoyed a hearty breakfast, and prior to the breakfast, they received complimentary testing from blood testing to skin cancer screening, hearing tests, and the like, which is very well received. So these farmers and their families can come out and have their annual testing free of charge, enjoy breakfast, find speakers, and it's just been a great morning.
As Jane mentioned, Stephen A. Gartner of Litchfield was the recipient of this year's St. Isidore Friend of Agriculture Award. Steve was unable to accept the award himself, but his wife Susie accepted it on his behalf, and she shared a few words with me about Steve and the legacy he left behind.
Well, Steve felt that Litchfield was very fortunate to have St. Francis in our community. We're lucky to have a critical care hospital in a town the size of Litchfield. It saved his life several times, so very fortunate to have St. Francis, and he was very familiar with a lot of the employees and knew them and really supported them. He was in the hospital several times and knew firsthand the quality of care they gave, and they were so loving to the patients and caring and very skilled nurses and doctors. And he especially loved the past employees. They're very dear friends to him. So the hospital has had a special place in his heart.
No one more deserving, it sounds like, than Steve to be receiving this award. He was a farmer. You're still carrying on that operation, and it's a pretty big task, but I think you guys are managing. There's been some changes, but he did love farming and loved agriculture.
He did. As I said in my speech today, it wasn't a job. It was his life, and he breathed it, and he couldn't wait to get up and get out there every morning to see what the day, how it would unfold and what it would entail. And he said, if you love what you do, it's not a job. You just can't wait to do it as much as you can. We started in the farm last year, the day after his funeral. So I had no breathing time. I jumped in right away, and I've been going pretty fast ever since, but I'm learning.
Well, that's all that someone can do is learn along the way. I'm sure you're doing a great job. Susie, any final thoughts that you may have that you'd like to share to the community or in honor of Steve or anything that I haven't asked?
Well, I just want to thank St. Francis and the Friends Board for giving Steve this award, for he being the first recipient of the award. He would have been so honored and so humbled by receiving this award. And you know, Steve didn't grow up in Litchfield, but all of his family are from here, and Litchfield has always been home to him. He absolutely loved the community, and he tried to promote the farming community to those who are not involved in farming. He was very active in the community, in Zion Lutheran Church and school. That was his second love, and I'm trying to carry that on as well with some exciting projects we have going on there. So thank you to everybody who has been such a great support to me these past 11 months, and I'll never forget it.
And congratulations once again on behalf of Steve to the Gartner family. And we'll be back with more Ag News in just a moment. The Governor's Biofuels Coalition is asking President Trump to support several changes to federal law to support biofuels production. A letter signed by Coalition Chairman Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts asked the Trump administration to change the fuel volatility limitations placed on E15 in current law, according to DTN. For years, the ethanol industry has called on the EPA to equalize the reed vapor pressure, or RVP, regulations for E10 and E15 during the summer driving season. Because of those requirements, E15 has largely not been available to some wholesale suppliers and retailers who receive only E10 blends. The governor has also asked the administration to update corn ethanol's life cycle carbon emissions profile to reflect advances in ethanol production technology, and said the EPA should enforce the renewable fuel standard as approved by Congress. The coalition contains governors from 21 states throughout the U.S., including Illinois and Missouri. Following the confirmation of highly pathogenic avian influenza in Tennessee over the weekend, three Asian countries have imposed bans on chicken from the state. More than 73,000 birds will be culled on the chicken breeding farm contracted to Tyson Foods, stemming from the first report of avian influenza in the U.S. this year. Government officials in Hong Kong, Korea, and Taiwan all announced bans on the import of poultry from Tennessee, as well as from Wisconsin, where low pathogenic H5N8 bird flu was also confirmed. The H7 strain found in Tennessee prompted the state to place 30 other farms in the area under quarantine for testing, according to meat industry publication Meeting Place. In 2015, avian influenza killed 48 million birds in the United States. It's currently plaguing parts of global poultry production as several countries in Europe and Asia are dealing with multiple outbreaks. The bird flu was last found in the U.S. in an Indiana commercial turkey flock in January of 2016. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.